KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
NSFAS is appealing to landlords to not evict students amid another batch of delayed payments. It has promised that the money will be in their accounts next week. The Student Financial Aid Scheme says it understands the financial pressures that accommodation providers face, particularly at the start of the year. Spokesperson Ishmael Mnisi says they've received reports that some landlords are threatening to evict students. He's asked them to consider the impact it will have on both students and landlords. Mnisi says they are working on solving the payment delays.
NSFAS is committed to resolving all legitimate claims. At this point, NSFAS is adhering to the payment dates of April the 4th, 2025. Should it become possible to expedite this payment date, we will promptly communicate any changes with all stakeholders, including accommodation providers and students.
The Health Minister says South Africa continues to feel the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Aaron Motsoaledi earlier gave the keynote speech at Zimbali Estate as KZN hosts the second health working group meeting under South Africa's G20 presidency.
The COVID-19 pandemic, coupled with economic downturns and conflicts, has disrupted essential health services and pushed millions further into poverty. This regression across both indicators underscores the fragility of our health systems and the urgent need for renewed action.
Motsoaledi has called on global health leaders to work together to reverse the damage that's been left by the pandemic.
We must advocate for greater allocation of national budgets to health. We must explore mechanisms that allow countries to reallocate resources towards health. Number three, international partnerships and innovative financing to bridge the funding gap. Number four, we must ensure that every dollar spent on health is used effectively.
India has welcomed South Africa's donation of historic artifacts that belonged to Mahatma Gandhi. The items will now be displayed at India's National Gandhi Museum. Officials from both countries have hailed the donation as a tribute to the lawyer and social activist's enduring legacy and his commitment to peace and justice. They say the gesture strengthens the historical ties between the two nations. Gandhi spent over two decades in South Africa shaping his philosophy of non-violence. And police have been called after a swastika was painted on the side of Kanye West's Yeezy headquarters in Los Angeles. It's now been removed, but the local who spotted the graffiti says she got a cold chill when she saw it. The rapper's faced huge amounts of criticism after recently posting anti-Semitic slurs and pro-Nazi comments on social media. The top story, NSFAS is appealing to landlords to not evict students amid another batch of delayed payments. It's promised that the money will be in their accounts next week. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.